This podcast is brought to you by the Legarten Institute. I'm Sianne Hansen, Executive Director, and we hope you enjoy this conversation.
Hello, I'm Christina Odone. I'm Director of Communications here at the Legarten Institute, and I am delighted to be here with David Gawke, MP, who is Financial Secretary to the Treasury and MP for Hertfordshire South West. David, thank you so much for taking part in our Business Forum breakfast. That was a very interesting set of questions that you raised and indeed you answered. And I came away from that breakfast feeling optimistic about where we are as a nation. Would you like to comment on why I am wise rather than foolhardy in my optimism?
Well, I think we've come an enormous way in the last 5 years, a time where we had a very large deficit, unemployment was high and was going up, we'd perhaps fallen behind on things like tax competitiveness and so on. But now, if you look at how the economy is growing, we're the fastest growing major advanced economy in 2014, our unemployment has fallen very dramatically and continues to be moving broadly in the right direction. And we're seeing business investment strong. And there's, I think, a real sense that the UK is leading the way. Obviously, the US economy is very strong at the moment, but after that, the UK is performing very well indeed. And I believe we're on the right track. We're seeing wages increasing, living standards improving. And I think there are really strong reasons to believe that the UK can continue to prosper over the years ahead as long as we stick on the right track.
One difficulty, if I may hazard, is a little bit about national character, that the British mindset is given to being quite wary, if not hostile, to savings. So only a third of Britain surveyed recently and said that they did save for their pension. How can we change their mind?
Well, I think there are a number of things that we've done as a government that helps with this. The introduction of the single tier pension, which means that there is a guaranteed income for people in retirement. The fact that the triple lock guarantee has meant that the state pension is now worth much more than it was in the past. And I believe our pension reforms, giving people much greater flexibility and choice, should encourage greater pension savings because people won't feel that at the end of their working lives they're trapped into buying one particular product which might not be the right thing for them. So there is a big issue, a cultural challenge, if you like, and these things don't tend to be addressed in the course of 1, 2, 3, 5, even 10 years. But I believe there are a number of reforms that we have put in place that will make pension savings more worthwhile, and trying to encourage that culture that people should put money aside so that they can support themselves in difficult times to, if you like, to use a phrase that's used in another context, fix the roof when the sun is shining, but to be prepared for periods of time where they need to live off their savings, providing greater financial resilience. So I think it is an important point. We have moved in the right direction. I think our reforms encourage greater pension saving.
Greater pension saving, which means individuals are being more responsible. They're looking to the state only as a last resort rather than a first resort. Would you say that that's where we are at or where we're almost?
Well, I think we're moving in that direction. I mean, the state has an important role to play here, and we have increased the state pension, and as I say, we're making reforms so the single-tier pension will come in over the course of the next parliament. That provides people with greater security in retirement, and that is right. But we're doing it in a way that doesn't discourage people making their own provision. And one of the problems that we had with the system that we inherited, it was very dependent upon means testing, very dependent upon the pension credit. It meant that unless you were able to put aside really quite large sums of money, relatively, for your pension for later life, you were losing out. For everything you were saving, you were losing out in terms of reduced pension credit. So the system didn't encourage saving, didn't encourage people to put aside money for the future. And the fact that we've made those reforms, moving towards, in this area, if you like, a more universal provision, I think will help encourage that saving.
And finally, corporations as opposed to individuals. What do you think has been the most the most effective policy that you, in this government, have been able to propose, well, to promote in terms of corporations?
I think the top point I would highlight is the reduction in corporation tax from 28%, now 21%, about to be 20%. That will give us the lowest rate in the G20. And alongside various other supporting policies on that, we have seen a transformation in the way that the UK was rated as a place in which to do business. You know, it wasn't that long ago where any survey of major companies would show that they were looking to move activities out of the UK because of our tax system. That is completely reversed, and we are seeing businesses move their headquarters to the United Kingdom, for example. We have to recognise that there is a competitive world. Even if we just stood still and stuck with the policies that we'd inherited in 2010, we would have found ourselves dropping down the league tables. But instead, we have made a great deal of progress. And at a time when companies have got choices where they locate their activities, the UK is now more attractive than it has ever been. And given the challenges we face with public finances, it has been a big priority for us to ensure that we have got that competitive tax system. I think the corporation tax rate is, if you like, the thing that demonstrates it above all. It is the headline, and that has attracted a lot of attention. I think it's opened a lot of doors, and it's made people around the world look up and say, actually, you know, the UK is really competitive, and that is very good news. And coming back to that earlier conversation about reasons to be optimistic, the fact that we are so well regarded, seen as having a fair, properly enforced tax system, but one that is competitive, is a real asset to the UK economy, and it's one that I hope that we can preserve. And indeed, we want to ensure that we remain with the most competitive tax rate in the G20. I think it's going to be very important as a signal that the UK is open for business.
Great. Thank you so much, David Gawke. Thank you for sparing some time on the eve of the budget.
Thank you.
To hear more podcasts from the Legatum Institute, please visit our iTunes channel or website at www.li.com.